If you look at one great narration from narrated by Sayyidina Abu Musa radiyallahu anhu, he says, كُنْتُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَائِطْ مِنْ حَيْطَانِ الْمَدِينَةِ, that I was in a garden from amongst the gardens of Medina with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَاسْتَفْتَحْ, and then a man came and he sought permission for the gate. He asked for the gate to be opened. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ اِفْتَحْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. The beloved Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that open the gate of the garden for him. Open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of paradise. فَفَتَحْتُ لَهُ, I opened the gate for him. فَإِذَا أَبُو بَكْر, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu who had come. فَبَشَّرْتُهُ بِمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, so I gave him the glad tidings that the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم had given. Subhanallah. And then what did he do? فَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَاسْتَفْتَحَ, then another man came and he sought permission for the gate of the garden to be opened. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم افتح له وبشره بالجنة. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, open this gate and give him the glad tidings of paradise. ففتحت له فإذا هو عمر, this time when I opened the gate, it was Sayyidina عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه. فأخبرته بما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, I delivered to him what the beloved Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم had said. فحمد الله, and then he praised Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he thanked Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ثم استفتح رجل, and then another man came who sought permission for the gate to be opened. فقال لي افتح له وبشره بالجنة على بلوى تصيبه, and then the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, open the gate for him and give him the glad tidings of paradise due to that which will come upon him, which will inflict him that calamity that he will face. فإذا عثمان, this was Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. فأخبرته بما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, then I informed him of that which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said. فحمد الله, then he glorified, thanked Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he praised Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ثم قال, then he said, الله المستعان, Allah is the one whose help, whose assistance is sought at the time of difficulty, at the time of calamity. Subhanallah. So we hear that these three blessed companions alayhim radwan, including Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, were given the glad tidings of paradise in this narration.